Hey there, everyone. Welcome back. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. I'm Brielle, and this is my home slice, Alora.
Hello.
Hope everyone is well. So, there is so much information going on the internet in regards to everything that's going on with the Donald Trump Biden saga. And so, what I wanted to start talking about, we're just going to jump right in, you guys. I want to talk about how there's this big lack of trust going on here and how we just really don't know where to turn. What information is being fed to us? Can we believe it? And what do we do with this information? And one of the things that's interesting to me, we did talk about this, we touched on it a little bit in our last episode. My husband, I was trying to explain all this stuff to him, and I was cooking dinner the other night. And they were talking about COVID, and they just decided that it would be a good idea to bring callers in. They were able to ask questions and all that good stuff. And this lady came in and she had a question, and this is what she said. She said, "Experts say that there will be a fall wave, and we knew this was coming. So why did we wait until the hospital capacity was strained to enact measures?" Immediately after she asked this question, literally immediately after, they cut her off and did not allow anyone to hear what the response was
Of
to her
course.
question. My husband was like, "What? Wow." And I was like, "See, do you see what I'm saying?" Yet another incident where the public is asking questions and the media is cutting off the answer and not allowing us to hear what we need to hear and the questions that we have that are legit about our world. And like I said before, the biggest thing is it's affecting our children too.
It's rampant. The censorship is rampant. So many people I follow have had their YouTube channels taken down, or they're like taken off Twitter.
In fact, this is so weird. So after we talked last week, you guys, one of the guys that I follow on YouTube, he got demonetized, and he's a really nice guy, and he's a Christian. He's trying really hard to like get the information out for the rest of us so that we can hear the truth. And I feel like the American people need to know the truth. We want to know the truth. And they demonetized him. This is his money. This is what he has a ton of followers, and this is punishment. They're taking the livelihood away from these people who are working hard. They're putting all of their effort and their time into their YouTube channels to help the American public, and they demonetize them, which takes away their livelihood. You guys, that is so wrong. And when I woke up the next morning, I thought, you know, I'm actually a little bit scared.
Yeah.
This is actually scaring me a little bit. What do you think, Alora? How do you feel about all of this?
Well, it is scary because it's one of our rights. You know, we have a freedom of speech, and if they start chipping away at these little things become bigger things.
I
And
agree.
pretty soon, we don't have any rights left.
Exactly. And the Americans right now, you know, I feel strongly that they believe that this election was stolen from them. I mean, there are people who believe that. You know, the people who believe in Biden, they don't feel like that. But the Trumpers, I'm going to call us Trumpers, we believe, and there's a lot of us out there. You know, we exist too, and our feelings about all of this really do matter. And I feel like we feel the election was stolen from us.
It was definitely stolen.
Right. And, you know, it's not a democracy when Americans can't ask questions. Citizens can't ask questions. Like, is that democratic? I don't think it is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
In a democracy, you can't ignore questions from citizens. So I don't think it's fair to cut away coverage just because they don't like it. And I'm talking about the media taking away coverage just because they don't like what's being said, or it makes them uncomfortable, or they don't think that we need to hear it. It's appearing as though they're forcing their opinions on us, and they're not allowing us the opportunity to make decisions or form our own opinions. It's crazy. This is like a dictatorship to me.
For sure. If we don't fit their agenda, we just get chopped off.
Yeah, exactly. The media is telling us, you know, right now they're saying there's no evidence. This is what was confusing me, because when I actually listened to the news, they were saying there's absolutely no evidence. You know, don't believe everything that the Trumpsters are telling you. and I was telling my husband, I'm so confused because I don't feel like Donald Trump's team are saying that. And then when I go on the news, they're saying there's no evidence. So is there no hope for Donald Trump? Like, that's my question. That's what I started to think.
That's what they want you to think. And that's what they want you to feel. And that's what they want you to believe.
Well, I think that's disgusting, because here's the deal. Obviously, we're stating our opinions here on this podcast, but I do want everybody to kind of think about this for a little bit. If Donald Trump doesn't make it in office after these allegations are looked through by the Supreme Court, if he doesn't make it in, you know, as the president, honestly, it would be sad for me. I would feel very sad. But I think the biggest thing is that fraud is happening, and that's a fact. And it's happening from the Democratic side. So even if Biden is the president, everybody's just okay with the fact that all of these strange, unethical things are happening, you know?
The ones that are believing the big tech, they're, you know, they've been spoon-fed information of it's Trump's team. Trump's team's the one that's making up the lies and causing all the trouble, and this election hasn't been rigged, and Biden has won, and Trump's the one that's throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
They're spoon-fed.
Yeah, they really are villainizing him. So I was listening to Tucker. He's so amazing. And if you guys want to know someone who's going to give you the facts, it's going to be Tucker. So you need to listen to him on Fox if you want facts. I feel like he's a great source, okay? He's a great source of information if you want facts. And so some of the things he was pointing out is some of the things that we talked about in our last episode, but he was saying Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan, the Trump campaign have collected signed affidavits that suggest criminal activity during the voting process. Okay. So these are facts, guys. These are absolute facts. So also, one poll watcher alleges that 40,000 late unsealed absentee ballots were counted orally, and all of them went to Democrats.
All of them.
All of them. Come on.
That's not even possible.
I also think it's absolutely ridiculous, because if they were setting out to do that, they did a really crappy job if they were trying to be shady.
In Pennsylvania, you were just talking about Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They also continued to count late ballots for 3 whole days. Like, they extended their ballots for 3 days. You have a deadline. And they continued for 3 days after the election to count late ballots.
So I'm wondering, like, people who are on the Biden train, do they not even think that this is suspect, or they just don't care? Now, here's the question. If they don't care, I think that's a problem.
You should care.
You should care, because they're being shady. They're being untrustworthy. They are lying to you. Doesn't that bother you? Doesn't that bother you? Whether you like Trump or not, does that not bother you?
You would think.
Right. And the list literally goes on and on. I'm only giving you a couple things here. Here's a couple more, but there's way more. There's way more. So another poll watcher saw people bringing handfuls of ballots to a Biden-Harris campaign van. And those ballots were filled out at the van, which is totally weird, placed in return envelopes, and then Biden supporters formed a wall to block the outsiders from seeing what they were doing, which we did talk about in our last episode. And I'm repeating it again, because that is so sketchy, you know?
I know.
And according to the voting records, people who aren't even alive managed to cast them. Like, even people in the 19th century were able to cast a vote. Hey!
I think at this point, people's pets are casting votes.
They might as well. That's laughable. Social media, but especially on the news, they want to make it out like Trump is like this evil villain. They're casting shadows and they're gaslighting, just like we talked about in our last episode, but it just keeps more information just keeps coming up daily. You know, it's this amazing saga.
It's a big one. That's a big saga.
So, like, the level of fraud here, I mean, it may not be enough to change the election votes, but
Oh no, there's going to be some major vote changing.
I hope so. I mean, obviously, we hope so, right? And other Trumpers hope so. But I just think that, you know, it's so important, you guys, to think about the fact that fraud actually took place. And I really want people to think about that and marinate on that for a little bit. No matter which person that you enjoy, the fact that fraud actually took place is the biggest issue of all. The media just doesn't want to give us facts. And that's their job. They're asking us to just accept it. You know, shut up. And if we don't, we'll hurt you. Just like taking away people's livelihoods. And even in our last episode, I had mentioned before about how they're kind of making threats. And I just find that really disgusting and foul. They seem to have the ability to make these threats because, in all honesty, you guys, the FBI and the media are literally on board. I mean, who gonna check me, boo? That's kind of how I feel like they are.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's vile. That's vile behavior. They're full of themselves and it's wrong. It's not okay. My husband was basically saying to me that some of the news sources were saying that Trump's lawsuits are being thrown out of court, but Trump tweeted that those lawsuits were filed by private individuals and the Trump administration have not even filed their main lawsuits yet. They're from all over the country. And they're not exactly by the Trump administration yet. They haven't even filed them. So that alone shows that they're casting shadows.
Yeah, when the Trump administration comes in, their evidence is going to be much larger than a truck full of votes. I mean, they're going to be major.
I'm a bit excited about this. I'm a bit excited to see how this Biden campaign has decided that they're going to go ahead and say, okay, Biden is president. This hasn't even been resolved yet. None of this has been resolved yet. They've jumped on board. Everyone's saying, okay, Biden's going to be the next president. And they don't even care that fraud took place alone. I find that sketchy alone that Biden doesn't even want, just on an ethics value alone, that he doesn't even want to find out what's going on. Are they even addressing this? Is his campaign even addressing the fact that there's any fraud? No, they're casting shadows onto Trump.
Well, they're the ones who created all the fraud, so they want to like deflect everything.
Right. So here's an example that Tucker was showing when I was watching his show. There's this guy, his name is Harry Savugin. Savugin. I don't know how I pronounce his name, but he's a former press secretary from the Democratic National Committee. And he was saying, we just launched the Trump Accountability Project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine Americans is they're held responsible for what they did. And I believe that there was another lady, I believe her name was like Emily Clark or something like that. I had mentioned that she put a tweet out very similar to this. And this is a perfect example of how they want to punish people who support Donald Trump. And that is absolutely ridiculous. What is going on? You know?
Pretty scary.
Yeah, the point isn't to find out what happened so Donald Trump wins. The point is people don't believe in the voting system right now.
They have good reason not to believe in the voting system.
Exactly. And so when these two presidents are said and done, people aren't going to want to vote. You know, that's what I'm assuming in the next election because they're going to be like, well, my, like, this is like a hot freaking mess. Like, there's some shady stuff going down. And if I go ahead and vote, is my vote going to even count? This is a mess. But they're creating a situation where the citizens of America don't even believe that their opinions, their thoughts, their feelings count at all. Their hopes, their dreams, they don't matter. That's terrible.
Nope, they just want to squash them.
In all honesty, people should want an investigation to happen because I feel like Otherwise, we're just going to have this petty little schoolgirl fight going on, like he said, she said stuff, right?
Right. I mean, and regardless of what side you're on, I don't care if you're Democratic or you're Republican, you're pro-Biden or you're pro-Trump. I would think going forward, you would want a fair election. The American people would want a fair election. They're not getting that now.
I've never seen anything like this in my whole entire life.
Completely two different types of people. And I mean, it's so obviously different.
I really think if it keeps going down this path, that we're going to be in a world of hurt. This is a dictatorship. If our world is going to be turning into a dictatorship, okay? Hitler was a dictatorship. Does everybody understand that? You guys understand that? We don't want our world to turn into that. And people that are kind, nice individuals that are trying to express their opinion, when you live in America and you should have a right to be able to speak and say freedom of speech, and then things are getting taken away from you. And then you have Democratic individuals who are in the Democratic Party in some way, shape, or form are literally throwing threats out to the American people. That is so childish. And that is scary too, because they have more power. They have the power, unfortunately. And that's why I do like Donald Trump, because I do feel like he's trying to help us. I do.
I do too. Because you know what? Donald Trump doesn't need to be there. He doesn't need to be the president of the United States. You know,
Right.
he's got billions of dollars and he's got all kinds of business ventures and he's got all his own things going on. He does not need to do this for us, but he is.
Exactly. And when we're talking about the media, I think that they're trying to take down what they're calling like people like us and the people that we follow that are being demonetized and taken down. Conspiracy theorists, right?
Oh, of course.
People want to know the facts, and the fact that they're not being able to get it, in my opinion, tells me that they're trying to hide something. But people are trying to reach out for the truth, and they're trying to figure out if the Democrats are being transparent, and quite honestly, they're not.
No.
And every time people try to get the answers, they're getting pushed aside, and I just really can't say that in any more different types of ways here on this podcast and the one that we did in the last. And I just hope that people will like start to see that, open up your eyes. Just like I said with my husband, we were sitting there as I was cooking dinner and this person was asking that COVID question and they literally interrupted them and weren't even able to get the answer that they rightfully deserved. And you know what's so disgusting, Alora, is that I saw it on the guy that got demonetized, his YouTube channel, and I also saw it on Tucker. They literally posted Whoopi Goldberg. Did you see that when she responded? Did you see that?
I did. She is just so incredibly vile.
Yeah, she is so vile. She's absolutely vile. She was saying, suck it up, grow a pair for him that he can't grow for himself. How dare you question it?
All of you, suck it up. Suck it up like we sucked it up. And if you are not sure that you're comfortable with Joe Biden, do what we did. Find things and then take it to the law. And if the law says it's something to look at it. But from now on, suck it up. Grow the pear for him that he can't grow for himself. Because this is ridiculous. You're not sure that he won. You bringing into question all these Americans who voted legally, came out and stood and voted. How dare you question it?
Now, there are people out there in this world that probably heard her and thought, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
The biggest,
orders.
yeah, the
Woohoo!
biggest, the biggest problem that I have with Whoopi Goldberg is the fact that she said, how dare you question it? Guess what, Whoopi? You're an idiot.
Yes, if you don't question things, I mean, when should you not question things? I question everything.
Yes, people should question things that are happening in their life. If they're not okay with it, they should be able to question it. What is wrong with you? You just made yourself look like an idiot. Because when you hear her say it, she just sounds so ignorant. But yet she feels so confident in everything that she's saying. And she feels like she's so like knowledgeable, but she's not. She's absolutely ignorant. And just because she's a celebrity does not mean she knows what she's talking about.
Nope, she just believes what she's talking about. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, if you won't admit, Biden is the president, you know what I'm saying? Even though the votes are still being counted and questions, you're a racist. That's what this other guy was saying. So that's what I'm adding to. So this on MSNBC, there was this Princeton professor that was basically saying, if you won't admit Biden is the president, even though the votes are still being counted in questions, you are a racist. And here's what he said.
More white people voted for Donald Trump in 2020 than they did in 2016. So the reckoning that we're experiencing as a nation, at least to my mind, shows us that race, selfishness, greed continue to threaten the very life of our republic.
You are creating hate, you are creating divide, Whoopi, and also this professor, you want things to be equal, but all the while you're creating this big divide. And when you add race into the picture, you're creating everything, in my opinion, that you don't want. You're creating people to be against each other when you say that, especially during an election that is just like
And
this,
that's
right?
exactly what they wanted to happen. That was part of their
Well,
whole agenda.
that's so sad. Why are they adding to this? Because in all reality, Whoopi, this professor, they're not helping themselves and they're not helping their own race by doing that. You don't want that. You don't, we don't want divide. You're making the divide by doing that. People should, oh my gosh, it's just so confusing to me. It blows my mind.
Pretty crazy people.
Yeah. So what are some things that you've had that you've been like researching?
Well, I've been deep in voter fraud. We hear about how people dropped off bags of votes. We hear about vote flipping from one candidate to another. And we're hearing about the late ballots being counted and there's no signature verification. So that's kind of what I was working on this week. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of some of it, of what we can, of with the information that's available to us anyway. Anyways, we all know Donald Trump is like this highly intelligent man, and he is always on top of everything. He's always steps ahead of people. He knows that the Republican side is always after him and making things difficult, but he's always ahead of them. Like he always knows their play before they play it, and he's always got like a reaction to counteract whatever they're doing. So this is no different. Donald Trump's been waiting for this day. He has known for why. In our last podcast, I said that 6 months ago, 7 months ago, he had put out there that there was ballots being shipped in from other countries that were fake ballots to be put into this. That was 6 months ago. He wrote an executive order back in September of 2018. This is how far back he has known that this election was not going to go off as it should.
Yeah, I'm definitely not surprised by that.
This is a big thing. This is like kind of a bombshell for this whole voter fraud thing. As most people know, we're still under what is considered a national emergency. Like when we went under the whole COVID thing, we're under a national emergency. This whole executive order that he wrote is written under this national emergency, and that's going to hold some weight later. I don't know exactly how yet, but it's going to hold some weight because there's this 10-page order I printed off, and my goodness, I couldn't even get through it all. It's so heavy. But the executive order itself is on imposing certain sanctions in the event of a foreign interference in the United States election. That's the order. So we think about all the fraud going on and where some of these things are coming from. This whole order is going to protect this election, I think. It's a little known order. Nobody really heard about it. It was just kind of passed through and never talked about. Nobody ever covered it on the news. Again, mainstream media, they don't want you to hear any of this stuff. He declares a national emergency. And that emergency is still in play to this day. The 2020 election was conducted under the state of emergency, which is a crucial point to understand of what's coming next. This is going to be a really big key.
Ooh, I'm scared.
I'm excited because I really think, you know, this is going to switch some of the stuff around. And part of this order, it states that the president also states that people and organizations located in part outside the United States are known to be able to interfere in the or undermine public confidence in the United States elections, including thorough and unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure for the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. So there's your words, propaganda and disinformation. What is the mainstream media doing?
All of that.
All of that.
Exactly.
So if you're starting to see ties in to CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, you're not alone. All those organizations you will soon see have been caught under this emergency declaration of foreign interference in the United States elections, aided by complicit corporations on U.S. soil. So this is a very long, extensive order, but it includes the mainstream media. They're all in this order. Dominion is a foreign-owned company. So we're all hearing about this Dominion. What's Dominion?
yeah, what's it?
Dominion is the system that our votes are being put into. It's a foreign-owned company, which makes Dominion-based election theft. It's a foreign interference issue. Dominion is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Skittle, which is another system, is from Spain. Both represent foreign interference for our election. Data was routed through Germany servers, which is just one. Germany. Like, why is our election going through servers in Germany or any other country? Why is everything not here in the United States?
How is this even happening?
But I guess in Germany, the servers were seized the other day. And last night I read, again, this is just reading, I don't know fact, that there was other servers seized in the UK. So that would all have been done under this order.
My goodness. My stuff is going down.
Stuff is definitely going to go down. What people are missing in all of this is that Trump's 2018 executive order gives the Department of Justice the power to seize all assets of individuals and companies that were complicit in aiding or covering up the foreign interference in the U.S. elections. The national emergency order specifically calls for seizure of all assets or entities that have directly or indirectly engaged in, sponsored, concealed, or otherwise been complicit in the foreign interference of the United States election. This would, of course, have to include practically every CNN fake news anchor, every big tech CEO, every fake journal terrorist from NBC News, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. They are all complicit in gaslighting America and covering up the massive foreign election interference that took place. So they won't cover it. You know, they won't cover any of this stuff. So that is interference. It further explains that asset seizures shall target people and entities who have materially assisted, sponsored, provided financial, material, or technological support, or goods or services in support. Any activity described in the subsection of this, persons whose property and interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order. Any person whose property or interest in property are blocked pursuant to this order. Every organization in the election theft and cover-up can now be seized by the United States government. So we can actually go in and seize things that were in coverage of this election.
I was wondering, like, are these people going to be arrested?
I'm thinking so. I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot of people go down. Like it said, news anchors, CEOs of companies, so many people in all of this. I mean, how many news people have aided in this?
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy that you say that, because I did a little bit of research too, and especially Tucker, even he was saying like tech monopoly spent the final weeks of the presidential election suppressing the voices of the Trump supporters and hiding damaging information about Joe Biden. And the New York Post issued true and accurate information about the Biden family's polling shenanigans, okay? Basically, it was an article, okay? And it said, revealed, Ukrainian exec thanked Hunter Biden for the opportunity to meet Veep dad. I don't know what Veep means. Veep.
No, I don't either.
So forgive me if I don't know what that means. But anyways, it says Biden secret emails. Okay. So guess what happened? Facebook limited the distribution and Twitter blocked people from posting this article.
Wow.
So that adds to what you're saying. And then Google suppressed its stories about Biden in the middle of the 2020 election. Boom.
So you're like this, the last part of this little order, because this actually gets into the election part. And I don't mean to read all this, but they were just kind of key. The executive order describes any covert, fraudulent, deceptive, or unlawful action or attempted actions of foreign government or any person acting as an agent of or on behalf of foreign government undertaken with the purpose of effect or influencing, undermining confidence in, or altering the result or reporting result of an election or undermining public confidence in the election process or institutions. This is exactly what big tech are doing, and they're lying in the fake news media, and this is what they have done to America. So this is in an executive order by the president, written in 2018. So
he knew,
like, he was prepared for this moment. So who's going down? Big tech, media giants, Democratic operatives, half of the deep state.
I was thinking about Donald Trump the other day because someone said he was playing golf, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here in the middle of all of this and Donald Trump is playing golf. But you know what? It made me think I hope he's not sweating it. And you know, I'm glad he's playing golf. I'm really glad he's playing golf, because in the middle of all of this, if I were him, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd be like, this is outrageous. This is outrageous.
This man deserves to play golf.
Yeah. He's showing you how to be balanced when the shit has hitteth the faneth. You can still go play golf and enjoy your life.
On top of all this, so that was the heavy stuff. On top of all this, have you heard any of Sidney Powell's interviews?
I have not. Okay. Do share.
She's been on several interviews, and they've really been playing a lot of them today and yesterday. She's the attorney on the case. Okay. Sidney Powell has an amazing reputation, and she has earned it. You know, people trust Sidney Powell, what she says. Everything's always based on fact with her. People respect her. She's just a highly reputable person. She was on an interview today, and she says she has enough evidence of fraud to launch a massive criminal investigation.
What?
Massive. What? She is confident, and she has her ducks in a row. She said they're fixing to overturn the results of the election in several states, that Trump won by millions, and it was shifted by the software in this Dominion voting machine. So that's huge.
That's massive. Yeah,
it doesn't show Trump winning like with a red wave. It's like a red tsunami.
Wow.
She's got hard evidence that obviously she can't disclose at this point. But there were people getting kickbacks for using this Dominion system. Like, $1 million kickbacks. She's collected evidence from whistleblowers on this. They were given substantial sums of money. to accept the Dominion voting systems. The software in this system, they were calling glitches, isn't really a glitch by any means. There's mathematical logarithms built into the software that can see in real time and can change votes in real time.
What?
So if, let's say, the race is getting really close, it automatically will pick this up and it will flip votes from one party to another, or it will add blocks of votes. They have proof of all this.
That's amazing that they have proof. That's absolutely amazing.
They have a firsthand witness that is a high-ranking military officer, and he was present when Smart Tech was designed, which Smart Tech is who created the Dominion software. They can change a vote without being detected. Even if you had like a fingerprint verification, they have a way in the program to switch the vote without it affecting this fingerprint authenticity. I can't say the word tonight.
I can't say any words.
But Smartmatic's been manipulated for other elections. So think like Venezuela. They've used it in Venezuela for their elections. Their program's been designed to change these results. Now, here's a kicker. The FBI was warned in 2016 about some of these things, and nothing was ever done. It was brushed under the rug. It was hidden. Nothing was ever done. Sidney Powell was saying that the CIA has had to have known this was happening, but nothing was ever said. She thinks they have been using this to their own benefit. And the head of the CIA needs to be fired.
Oh my gosh. You know, because things have been going down even back to 2016 with Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, they have. And seriously, things are not, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. See you guys. Seriously. And you know what? I want to add to that, but don't forget what you're going to say, because I wanted to tell you this. Because it kind of adds to what you're saying. You know, the Biden campaign is rewarding their co-conspirators, literally, and they're hiring people. This lady, Jessica Hertz, she was a Facebook former associate counsel. I think something along those lines, okay? So they hired her. So she's connected to Facebook. And then this Cynthia Hogan, they hired her. She's a former Apple president, vice president. And then they're considering this dude, Eric Schmidt. He's a former top exec at Google. So they have all these people in his camp that are connected to all the social media.
Yeah.
It's really deep. I mean, all the things that you're talking about and the things that I've gathered together,
they all connect.
It really. What are we going to do when the CIA and the FBI and the social media and all of this stuff are all band together with the Democrats? I mean, Donald Trump literally and his people are fighting against a whole herd of people that are going against him, and that they really feel like they have all this power. That is scary.
Yep. It's super scary. And even with this Dominion voting system, the Clinton Foundation has been heavily promoting it. It's linked to George Soros and Nancy Pelosi. So all these people are linked to the system. Even a guy named Peter Neffinger, who is a retired admiral. He's the president and on the board of Smartmatic. Again, they are the ones who created the software for the Dominion voting machine. He's also on the Biden's presidential transition team. So
what the? So, can you elaborate more on some of these people? Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Well, basically, in a nutshell, he has got a lot of people that are connected to him. He's got a ton of people that are connected to him, that are connected to this person, connected to that person, have this type of power, that have this type of power. It's really disgusting, and people will hide things. I mean, is anyone even talking about Hunter Biden.
Not right now, they're not.
And I think it's disgusting that voters aren't allowed to even know critical facts about their candidates before they even vote.
Right.
How can you call this a democracy? That's crazy. I mean, come on, people. I'm so confused. And I just, and I know you feel this way too, Alora. It's just like, kind of, we want you guys to just open your eyes. It really isn't at this point, and I'm going to say it again, it really isn't at this point where it's all about Donald Trump, who wins, or it's Biden, who wins. It's about the American citizens, because at this point, we are all at their mercy. They're having all the power. They're holding all the cards. And it's scary. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an example here, Laura. Tucker did an exclusive interview with this guy. How do you say his name? Tony Babaloney? Babaloney? Shoot, I don't know how to say his name. I wrote his name down and now I can't say it. Tony Babaloney. I can't even say it now. Hold on. I'm a guy. I'm going to sneeze. Oh my God. Bless you. Where did this even come from? I feel like my sneezes. They're so loud. Babalinsky. Okay, so here's something they want you guys to look into. I really do, and we could talk about this next week too. But Tucker did an exclusive interview with Tony Babalinsky, and he's an ex Hunter Biden associate, and he speaks out on Joe Biden. So if you want to go on YouTube and maybe research it in advance, we're definitely going to discuss this next week. He's a well-known international businessman, and he does not have good things to say about Joe Biden. And what he has to say is absolutely fascinating. So if you don't believe what Alora and I are saying, check out that interview. Follow Tucker. Tucker is so smart. And he definitely lays everything out for everyone so that you can completely understand what's going on. He's all about giving the facts. But that's what I have for you guys. But Alora, do you have anything else that you want to add? Because we have a lot of information for you guys, and we just want you to really just be aware. We want you to kind of open your eyes, listen to other information. We're not telling you, hey, you need to like Trump. That's it. We don't want to say that. That's the exact opposite of what we want to say. We just want you to open your eyes and understand that really what really matters is that the Americans, the United States citizens, they need to have rights. They need to be able to have their own opinions. And it's starting to get a little scary. And when you have the whole COVID thing added to all of this, it really does make you feel like we are in the end times. You know, I'm really starting to get nervous about these things. But I hope I didn't interrupt you. Were there any other fun and interesting things that you wanted? Well, I shouldn't say fun. Fun is really idiotic. Were there any other tidbits of information you wanted to share?
I thought it was interesting. The other day, the parade, the mega march, the mega million march, it was huge.
Yes.
And did you notice, like, when you, even with all those thousands of people, the Trump supporters, they weren't violent.
Exactly.
They're not violent people. They weren't rioting.
Yes. Exactly. Please don't just stick your mind into one place where you're thinking, okay, I need to think about this president. This is what I want to think about. Only Biden, only Biden. No, open up your eyes and see what's happening in the world. Injustice. That's a big problem, because our lives, your children, you know, grandchildren, they're going to be stuck in this world. And how are they going to maneuver around it when they have no choices? They're going to be dictated everything in their life at this point now. And that's scary, because now things are going into lockdown. You have people that I know are telling me Pennsylvania, Chicago, New York, they're going back into lockdown again.
Michigan.
Yes.
Yep. A couple of them were added today.
Everything is getting taken away from us. You see this, you guys? Like, this is the biggest issue here. It's all equaling things being taken away, taken away, taken away. And we're not able to live our lives in the same way that we were before. And even with this COVID thing, like, did you guys actually think that this was going to last 9 months? I don't think that was what they were saying to us, that this was going to be 9 months. And here we are again. Some people, like here where we live, we've been able to open up our lives a little bit. but other people have not. And here we are on back lockdown again. What does that mean for 2021 and moving forward? And I'm terrified.
And so many people are just willing to accept it.
Yes.
Where are the Americans fighting for their rights at the moment? I mean, lockdown. So it's wear your mask. It's social distance. Let's don't have Thanksgiving. Let's skip Christmas. You can't have more than 5 people for Thanksgiving to your house. Lockdown.
Dictatorship.
Yeah. I mean, people are not seeing this yet.
This is a dictatorship.
Wake up.
And I'm sorry, but I'm missing the 70s right now. I'm really missing the 80s right now. I'm missing the 90s. I'm missing it all. And I feel like it's going to be really hard to go back into the future. Because so you think already, like, I'm already afraid to go onto a plane. One, because of terrorists. Two, because of COVID. Okay? So I probably won't ever go on a plane again. Now, how in the world are we even going to go to a concert? Now they're talking about a vaccine. You hear all these weird things about this vaccine. Do we even want to have this vaccine? Do we even know what's in this vaccine? That's scary. And if you don't have the vaccine, then what are they going to do to you?
You have Fauci and all these whack jobs. The vaccine, while it might be 95% effective, people should still not forget their social distancing and their mask, because it isn't 100% effective for every person. So not only do they want to pump you full of their poison, but they also want you to continue wearing your mask and social distancing.
Yes. And we don't have a choice. Like, we literally don't have a choice. And you know already Biden wants everyone to be wearing the mask. That's just the beginning, you guys. Like, that's literally just the beginning. That is the beginning. Where everyone has to wear their mask. Yes, we want people to be safe, but everything that we just said, I just want everyone to just consider all of that. Please take everything in. Please take everything in. You can discard things that you don't agree with. That's the joy of being human. You have a right. You have a right to make decisions for yourself. You could say, okay, what Laura and Brielle said, half of it I agree with and half of it I don't. So even like I said before, there was a podcast that I listened to. They like Biden. I still listen to their podcast. They appreciate Biden. They were saying that, you know, Trump, he's a sore loser and all that stuff. I still choose to listen to their podcast because guess what? They have a right to their own opinion. There's other things that they say that I enjoy and I love and they make me laugh. Am I going to discard them? Am I going to hate them? Am I going to bash them? Am I going to? No. Because I have a right to my own opinion and they have a right to theirs. So I'm hoping that some of the things that we're saying have been helpful, at least maybe eye-opening. And we're really grateful for everyone who has given us a follow, given us a listen, shared our podcast with other people. Let us know some things, you know, follow us on Twitter. Let us know what's in your thoughts. Share that with us and, you know, keep it positive because we want to bring light into the world. Like we were talking about Whoopi Goldberg. We're talking about this professor. And I feel like the way that they're speaking they're using their platform is in all honesty, creating a divide and it's encouraging the hate and that's not working even to their own advantage. I think it's ignorant. Yeah. I do. You know, the more people that try to be positive, encouraging, accepting and loving, the better this world will be. And we really need that right now. We do because we are this world is really in all honesty, reaching the end of times. And as ridiculous as that might sound, you guys, I'm not joking with you. I really feel like we are going down that path.
Yeah, it's getting closer for sure.
And you want to be on the right side of things. And when I say the right side of things, I'm talking about God.
To tap on, I get very passionate about our rights.
Yeah.
And I don't say, don't wear a mask and don't protect people. I'm looking at it as a control by like the Bidens, his whole administration forcing these masks. I'm looking at it as a control thing. By all means, you need to protect somebody, wear your mask.
Yes, I have to agree with you. And I think it's good that you mentioned that because we want to make that very, very clear. You know, there's so much deeper than a lot of the things that are on the surface here that's going on in the world that we live in right now. Wearing a mask to protect others is important, but wearing a mask to control others is not okay.
Exactly.
And that's the point that we're trying to make. But you guys, thank you everyone for giving us a listen, taking the time out of your day to hear what we have to say. Alora, what do you have to say in closing? Anything? Is there anything that you wanted to cover that you weren't able to?
Well, I got a little tip later in the afternoon today, which is kind of fun. We've talked about flights going in and out of Guantanamo.
Uh-huh.
And today there was 3 times as many military aircraft in the air over the United States than there typically is on a normal day. And there was several flights in and out of Guantanamo.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. So,
this could mean some exciting news later in the week with maybe some arrests being made.
Ooh, I love leaving on a cliffhanger.
That's a fun thing.
Do you think that's something we could talk about next week? We'll have to see what happens. I know that there's some information we had talked about with Ghislaine Maxwell, but I'm so sorry, you guys. Like, this is going to have to take a side burner. We can talk about that later.
One of my podcasts I follow, I didn't get to hear it because it literally came on just as we were recording about new documents that are going to get dropped on that case. So those hopefully will be out this week too.
Yeah, it's about time. I feel like they keep saying that, and then I'm just not really getting anything that's just really like talk worthy. You know, there's so many other things in this world it's crazy. What have you ever seen all of this shadiness going on? Shady, horrible, vile people in this world right now, you guys. Protect your children, love on them, enjoy every single second that you have with your families. Who knows what's going to happen? And this is not fearful to scare you, but it's just to help you guys to enlighten yourselves and hopefully to enjoy every second of every day, because who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Exactly. Hug your loved ones and love on your kids and get right with the Lord.
Especially during this holiday right now. And you know what? You guys can make your own little traditions here at your home. I know there's some fun things that you can do with your families. Even if you can't get out and do the things that you normally do during the holidays, stick together, stay safe, and make your own new fabulous traditions. Okay. We'll be back again next week. And I can't wait to talk about Guantanamo Bay. Fabulous information, Alora. And I want to talk about all the things that Donald Trump has done for the United States. And so I have a list. I've made a list, and I'm going to let you know what he has done in case maybe you forgot or maybe you just didn't even know. So I'm going to go ahead and fill you in on that when we meet up next week. Alrighty. Does that sound amazing?
Forward to it.
Alora, I love you to pieces. Thanks so much for joining me today and giving me such great information. And it really fell into what I had to say. So basically, we're on the same page.
Yep.
All right. Well, God bless everyone. And we'll see you next week at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. God bless. Bye. Oh, my God. I got to pee so bad.